Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
All right, this is going to be a fun one. We're about to react together to Charlie Kirk debating a Cambridge professor, and apparently he gets kind of humiliated. Now, somebody just emailed me this video and said, Mockler, you got to watch this blind with your audience. Charlie Kirk debates a professor rather than a college student for the first time in his life, and it does not go his way. So I don't want to waste any time. Let's jump in. Let's watch this clip of Charlie Kirk versus a Cambridge professor. By the way, I keep getting comments like this one. Adam, I've been watching since 200,000 subscribers, and I just realized I wasn't subscribed. Fixing that now. Make sure you subscribe. It helps out the channel a lot. And without further ado, let's check out this clip.
Thank you. A very, very short question. Israel versus Hamas. Good guy versus bad guy. Russia versus Ukraine. Who's the good guy and who's the bad guy?
Both are bad. One is worse.
Which way around?
Russia is worse than Ukraine.
Okay, so why haven't we pursued that?
What do you mean?
Well, it seems to me that in the whole of the current US proposition, that Ukraine is being the bad guy.
In what way? We funded Ukraine upwards to $200 billion.
Absolutely. But
we just signed a mineral deal with Ukraine, not Russia.
Yeah, but you are expecting Ukraine to give up 20% of its territory to someone who...
Even on top of that, Trump has bullied Zelensky in the Oval Office, comes up with nicknames for Zelensky, calls Zelensky a dictator. When has he ever called Putin any nickname or called him a dictator or raised his voice even slightly at Putin? He tried to get a one-sided minerals deal where Ukraine has to give up half of its minerals and gets nothing. Trump also removed weapon sharing and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. So yeah, it's been one-sided. When he's lifting sanctions on Russia while, you know, removing weapon sharing with Ukraine, yeah.
Who invaded it?
Well, is Crimea part of Russia or Ukraine?
Ukraine.
That's where we don't agree.
Well, I'm afraid that's part of international treaty. That's not up for grabs.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, that's the point. Even Zelensky has said he's willing to give up Ukraine.
No. America signed the agreement that gave Ukraine Crimea when the Soviet Union ended.
Right. It was done. First of all, it never should have been done. It was largely ceremonial. However, it was annexed under Obama. Yes, and it was a mistake, and it should be given back to Russia as a sign of good gesture to end this conflict. Okay. But who's currently controlling Crimea? Where was the Russian Navy headquartered in World War II? Where was the end of World War II? This is very
important. I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying that if we're being logical on what has happened, that you are now arguing against that flow. And I don't understand it. Because actually, why is Ukraine the bad guy?
No, I said they're bad, they're not the bad guy.
Yeah, well, you said they were both bad, but one was more bad.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Ukraine is historically corrupt, but a lot of that corruption is just a function of Russia on their border meddling with their country. Russia, since the collapse of the Soviet Union and since Ukraine became a sovereign country, has been installing puppets over and over in Ukraine. So, I mean, you can look this up. Ukraine is pretty corrupt, or it was a decade ago, but that's because of Russia. They've been trying to move towards the West. They've been trying to liberalize. Zelensky was elected democratically. He is Western aligned. Ukraine is trying to root out the corruption that was basically planted by Russia. So there's a nuanced take to be had here. Charlie Kirk's not taking the nuanced take.
Yes. So why is Ukraine bad?
Well, there's a lot wrong with Ukraine. First of all, they're not a democracy. Zelensky refuses to hold an election.
Well, no, he can't hold an election.
Oh, wait, did Churchill hold an election during the war?
Because under his constitution...
Hold on, Lincoln held an election during the war. That's not true. He can call an election. He can call a snap election. He's full dictator of the country.
No.
Because he knows that the people of Ukraine would kick him out immediately because he's deeply unpopular. In fact, if he wanted to show a statement to the world, he would call an election and win by 80% and say, see, I'm super popular. So that's number one. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with a person being propped up as a government we're sending $200 billion to that refuses even to face his voters.
Okay, I can't agree with you factually on that at all. Okay. I mean, constitutionally, Ukraine is not able to hold an election because it's under military law at the moment, and that's just a matter of fact.
Again, he can, as a prime minister or president, he can do whatever he wants.
He can't. Okay, he we're going to just go back and an executive order.
Wait a minute. Please think about this. Please think about this. Charlie Kirk just lost the argument to himself, and I'll explain exactly how. Essentially, he's saying that Zelensky can do whatever he wants as the president. He can override the Constitution to hold an election. But then the Constitution of Ukraine says, during war, you can't hold an election. So Charlie Kirk thinks that Ukraine is a quote-unquote bad country because he's under the impression that Zelensky is a dictator. So in order to fix that, he wants Zelensky to override the Constitution in a dictatorial way in order to hold an election. His main contention is both that Zelensky is a dictator, but that Zelensky isn't acting enough as a dictator. That if Zelensky were a true dictator, he would just hold an election. I mean, listen to this part one more time, and then I'll let the rest play.
Not at all. I mean, constitutionally, Ukraine is not able to hold an election because it's under military law at the moment, and that's just a matter of fact.
Again, he can, as a prime minister or president, he can do whatever he wants.
He can't. Okay, he can't sign an executive order and change the constitution. President either, so okay. Hopefully there's not a lot.
He could even do a ceremonial election to see where he actually stands with the people.
I think we call those opinion polls.
Yes, and they're very negative.
Firmly ahead in the opinion
again, but you would agree that a person that holds on to power without the election of the sovereign is pretty questionable?
No, not in those circumstances.
Okay, then we disagree.
No, okay, that's fine. But give me another reason why you...
They are the most corrupt country in Europe that never even met the most remote standards of joining NATO. Do you not know where a lot of this money is going?
I don't disagree that there is a problem with corruption, but the most corrupt country in Europe, are you sure about that?
I'd have to double or triple think about that, but they're very corrupt.
So that's a little bit down, so it's not absolutely...
Well, I mean, well...
Corruption, right? I mean, you know, let's face it, we are talking about comparison with some of the states we're doing business with in the Gulf.
Oh, of course, but we're not giving them money, they're giving us money. That's the difference, right? Saudi Arabia.
Oh, so it's fine.
Well, hold on a second.
It's morally acceptable to take money from corrupt people.
Well, hold on. First of all, as far as morally acceptable, you do what's best in the benefit of your country. And so, for example...
Is Trump doing what's best for the benefit of his country when he's taking a $400 million jet from Qatar? I don't think so. I think he's doing what's best for his own legacy. Trump wants to prioritize legacy over everything else. That's the theme.
Apple, we were allied with Russia during the Second World War, and I'm glad we were. And I would ask you, how much money is too much money to send to Ukraine? We're at $200 billion right now.
I don't think you have to send any more money to Ukraine.
We agree. It's not just money, okay? It's not about how much money we send to Ukraine. It's about the return on investment. It's like asking, how much money is too much money to spend on disease prevention? It's never too much if you're preventing diseases that save you money. You know what I mean? So with Ukraine, what's happening is we're stopping Russia from gaining other territory within Europe. If Russia ends up hitting a NATO country, any NATO country, that triggers Article 5, then World War III is infinitely more expensive for all of our economies than any sort of short-term military equipment we send over there. So it's a return on investment. We're taking preventative measures to stop authoritarianism. Or... rather than sending $50 billion in weapons, we can just wait until Russia takes over Europe, and then 600,000 Americans have to die. We spend, you know, $400 billion. We probably spend trillions of dollars fighting a war like that. So why don't we just, you know, stop it right now? But Republicans don't have long-term thinking, or they're being intellectually dishonest.
I think you have to agree to support them as a free country, and perhaps sell them weapons, like you're very happy to sell weapons to less free countries. And I think Europe will pick up the slack. As we ought to, and I don't disagree with some of the comments about Europe not looking after its own security.
I mean, yeah, Europe can probably put in more. That's fair.
Just don't get this approach, which was supposedly to end the war quickly, which now seems to be elongating it, and in doing so, throwing up a smokescreen of very variable facts, if they are facts at all, about how things occurred, which actually isn't helping things. And if people can't see that Putin... stalling.
Agree with you. I think he might be stalling.
And therefore, and I think even your president has acknowledged the fact that he thinks he might be stalling.
That's correct. So we don't have a disagreement there.
No, we don't. No,
we just have a disagreement about the efficacy of tactics. And we don't know. And
what Trump's tactics are sending out, sorry to keep cutting it off, but Trump's tactics are sending out Truth Social posts saying, Vlad, stop. That's not diplomacy. That's being a desperate idiot.
I'm willing to say we could be wrong.
No. Oh, well,
of course you could be wrong in life. Yeah.
I mean, we could all be wrong. But actually bringing that war to an end consistently actually isn't going very well. And I would just suggest to you that whatever tactics have been used are perhaps not the best. And they are certainly inconsistent with what's going on in the Middle East and how America has been treating parties in the Middle East. But I've had enough of your time.
Mayor, no, that's a fair contention. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk just got kind of rolled on every single topic there. And he's wrong. He's arguing against himself. His contentions make no sense. Number one, he's going with the Russian narrative on international law when it comes to Crimea. Number two, he's saying that Zelensky is a dictator and that Zelensky also isn't being dictatorial enough, which is the major contradiction here. Charlie Kirk doesn't care about having a cohesive, forward-looking vision on Ukraine or on this subject. You know, you guys are going to hate me for this. Ben Shapiro, for all of his flaws, has been somebody who has been staunchly pro-Ukraine. I've covered it on the show. There was a while there where he was kind of just ragging on Trump for not being pro-Ukraine enough. And I'm not saying anybody should be more like Ben Shapiro, but I think Charlie Kirk is lacking any sort of knowledge or vision on Ukraine that would allow him to have broader context. I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate what I do, make sure you just scroll down, hit the like button, hit subscribe. We are one of the fastest growing political channels on YouTube because of you all. I appreciate every second you guys spend with me. Again, people say I've been watching since 200K subs, just realized I wasn't subscribed. Fixing that now. So fix that. Love you guys. Peace out.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.